Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
And now, an inside look at plans by Democrats to try and unseat Senator Brown. Democrats do enjoy a home field advantage here, as they outnumber Republicans 3-1 statewide. Despite that, Brown did defeat Democrat Martha Coakley in the Senate election 2 years ago. But this year, Democrats are determined to turn that around by making sure their voters show up at the polls. WBUR's Fred Tice has the story.
John Walsh is still haunted by the Republican victory in January 2010.
Scott Brown won that special election by 50 votes a precinct. I know it felt a lot worse than that. To be the Irish-American son of immigrants who was the chair of the party when we lost Ted Kennedy's seat, that impacted me. I mean, it bugged me. And it felt awful. But when you look at the numbers, it was a 50-vote-a-precinct margin.
Walsh is still chairman of the Massachusetts Democratic Party. He's working out how he can erase that 50-vote margin Scott Brown had in 2010. And it turns out that the simplest solution to Walsh's problem is to get more Democrats out to vote.
There are actually 300,000 Democrats in Massachusetts who haven't voted in any of the last three elections. If we can move 20 or 30% of those voters into the voting booth next November, that's the margin in the U.S. Senate race.
Thanks to voting records, the state party knows who those 300,000 voters are. It has the software to target them. Still, how do you get 300,000 people who have not voted in the last three elections to turn out this time? Traditional phone banks don't work anymore. People don't answer the phone unless they know who's calling. So John Walsh has an idea.
I don't have to figure out how do I get 300,000 people. I just need, let me look at my neighborhood. The list will tell me, here's the 130 people. Well, you know, I might know 20 of them. So if I go talk to them, I can figure out directly, like, you know, what do you need?
So for this election, the Massachusetts Democratic Party has decided to share its software with city and town committees and let them decide which voters to target and how. The community that's gone the farthest in using the program is Gloucester. Only Gloucester Democrats have decided to do something slightly different from what Walsh is trying to do. Remember, he's trying to reach Democrats who have not voted in the last three elections. But in Gloucester, they want to go after 3,000 people in town who did not vote in the 2010 special election. Those 3,000 include Democrats, but also independents who voted in at least one Democratic primary in the last 10 years. Party volunteers are using the software to identify likely targets. This month, Karen Bell is among two dozen or so Gloucester Democrats who've started going door-to-door.
Irene Pierce? Yes. Hi, we are, I'm sorry to barge in on you like this. We're from the Democratic City Committee, and we're trying to encourage voters to vote Democratic in the upcoming elections. Do you think you're likely to support Democrats?
Yes?
I would think so, rates a 2 on the scale of 1 to 5 that canvassers use to identify how likely it is that a voter will support the Democratic candidate against Scott Brown this fall. 1 means the voter is sure to support his opponent. 5 means a definite vote for Brown. As with most door-to-door campaigns, this one ends up with most people getting no ranking at all. That's because very few people are home at any given time. But Bell says it's a beginning.
And we can get information back from this canvassing effort that will help us plan the next one. We're considering this kind of like a pilot project. And if it's successful, I think we can repeat it a number of times and maybe target different kinds of voters.
This first canvass targeted voters over 40. Bell intends to recruit younger volunteers to knock on the doors of young voters. She and her fellow Gloucester Democrats plan to walk the hilly streets of their port city right up until Election Day. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.